This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Welcome to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you tonight until 10 o'clock. Hey, thanks for staying up late with us this evening. We've got lots of things on our plate this evening, and we'll discuss lots of topics as the show unfolds. But keep this in mind, and you've heard me say this before, at least when I'm on At Your Service, from my perspective, that means we're here for you. And we take your calls, we take your texts, something that you cannot do with a podcast. So if we're not in the middle of an interview, listen, I like to hear from you. 314-436-7900, call or text. We've only got one interview this evening in the second segment. So the rest of the show will be open, and we'll be talking about the news of the day. But listen, I wanted to start with this because earlier today, Susan Collins announced that she's going to vote to confirm the nomination of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. Now, this was no shock. Nothing came out in the hearings other than, from my perspective, a judicial philosophy that's rather flawed, but certainly academically, intellectually, in any other way that you want to frame qualifications for the Supreme Court, she's qualified. Now, I'm not going to agree with many, if any, of her future decisions as a Supreme Court justice, but I don't see the advice and consent clause in the Constitution to really to apply to whether you like the person or not from a philosophy standpoint. However, this is what I was hoping for. And haven't there ever been circumstances in your life where you wanted something to happen just to see how it got resolved? And there's so many instances, like just from Sunday night, what would happen if if Chris Rock would have hit back. You know, what would have happened then if during the infamous slap at the Oscars on Sunday night, Chris Rock decided he was going to go toe-to-toe, toe-to-toe with the slapper? What would have happened? Obviously, Chris Rock would have lost that particular fight because there's just no way that he could take on Will Smith. But wouldn't it have been fun to see that? Of course it would have. It would have been interesting to see. But my point with regard to Ketanji Brown Jackson is this. There's a theory, not just a theory, but really a legal concept. And it's not ideological. It's on both sides of the aisle that says this, that the vice president is not empowered to vote to break a tie on nominations. Now, we all know that Vice President Harris could vote to break a tie if there's a bill that's 50-50. But you got to remember, constitutionally, that power to break a tie is in Article 1 of the Constitution, where it's talking about how bills get passed. And so legislatively, the vice president, who's the president of the Senate, that's his or her main job, is to vote, at least legislatively, to break a tie when it comes to bills. But that voting power to break a tie does not extend to breaking a tie for a nomination. How can I say that? Well, first of all, it's not just me. It's Alan Dershowitz, a constitutional scholar and attorney. Pretty much people view him as being on the right. Lawrence Tribe, he is very much on the left. In fact, he personally has advised Hillary Clinton on her campaign and President Biden during his campaign. So he's on the left. Both of those guys agree that the vice president does not have the power to break a 50-50 tie when it comes to a nomination. Oh, and there's one other person that agrees with that, Alexander Hamilton. Now, I didn't call and ask Alexander Hamilton. That would be fun to do that as an interview if my time machine weren't broken. But Alexander Hamilton wrote this in 1788 in the Federalist Number 69. This is what he wrote, and I'm quoting, "In the national government, if the Senate should be divided, no appointment can be made," unquote. Meaning the vice president cannot break a tie when it comes to a vote for a nomination, because that power, the power of advice and consent, the power to vote for appointments, is in a completely different article of the Constitution. It's in Article 2, Section 2. And so scholars on the right, scholars on the left, even Alexander Hamilton agree that the vice president doesn't have that power. But wouldn't it have been fun to see that fight? You know, if this would have come down to a 50-50 vote in the Senate, and Vice President Harris voted to break that tie, and then it was challenged legally, wouldn't that have been fun to see? It would have been great to see how that plays out. But now that Susan Collins announced that she's going to vote to confirm the nomination of Judge Jackson to the Supreme Court, we're probably not going to see that fight. I mean, it would take a Senator Sinema from Arizona to vote against her, and she's probably not going to do that. So darn it. I wish we could have seen that particular fight, but we'll have to save that fight for another day. Hey, coming up after the break, we're going to discuss the real reason behind the January 6th commission. We hear about it every day. What are they really, really doing? Well, we're going to hear this from Hans von Spakovsky, not only the guy with one of the greatest names ever, but he's also with the Heritage Foundation. He's going to break down the real purpose behind the January 6th Commission. Brad Young, at your service. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Today, we see updates related to the January 6th commission. And last week, I had someone ask me, why is this commission still doing anything? It's over. It was over a year ago. What's going on with this commission? And I answered that question by saying, at least from my perspective, the sole purpose of the January 6th commission is to try to block presidents from, or Republicans rather, from running for office. But can the Democrats do that? Would it be legal to block members of Congress or even President Trump from running for office because of the January 6th commission? Well, to answer this question, I reached out to Hans von Spakovsky, former Department of Justice attorney, former member of the Federal Election Commission, and currently with the Heritage Foundation. Hans, thanks for joining us this evening on Camo X.
Sure, thanks for having me.
The media and the Democrats, but they're constantly referring to the riot on January 6th as an insurrection. So before we dive into the purpose for the commission, let's answer a fundamental question, shall we? Was the riot on January 6th an insurrection?
No, it wasn't. That's just the propaganda story that the left is trying to push. And here's why that's not just my opinion. Keep in mind, there is a federal criminal statute that defines an insurrection against the United States government and like I said, makes it a crime. Not a single one of the individuals who was arrested on January 6th has been charged under that insurrection statute. Not a single one.
Not even the guy who was wearing the Viking helmet horns. Not even that guy.
No, nobody. I mean, look, they've been charged. You know, they've been charged with things like criminal trespass, assaulting a police officer, etc. But not a single indictment for insurrection. And you, look, Brad, you and I both know the Justice Department, the Biden Justice Department has been going overboard. They have kept these people in solitary confinement. They are trying to get them put away for years. It's very different from the way the rioters, BLM and Antifa rioters, were basically totally ignored and let go. And believe me, if they could have charged them with insurrection, they would have done so
easily.
But what that shows is they simply couldn't find the evidence to do that. So no, it was not an insurrection. What it was a peaceful protest that then got out of hand at the Capitol with a relatively small number of individuals.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I looked up that charge of insurrection, 18 U.S.C. section 2383, and it's very clear the definition of an insurrection, and yet no one has been charged with insurrection. But let's talk about members of Congress. Some of the members of Congress are being investigated supposedly for this, but have any members of Congress been arrested, charged, or indicted for any actions taken on January 6th?
No, none whatsoever.
Well, and the reason why that's important is you wrote an article this week at dailysignal.com. By the way, Hans, I start my day every day by looking at the dailysignal.com. It's a fantastic website and a resource. But you wrote a column there outlining that the true purpose of the January 6th Commission is to block Republicans from running for office. So before we get into whether that's legal, explain the concept of why it's important to label Republicans as insurrectionists in the context of the 14th Amendment.
Yeah, that, you know, there's this obscure provision in the 14th Amendment that nobody's paid any attention to for 150 years. Remember, the 14th Amendment was passed in 1868. It was one of the Reconstruction Amendments after the end of the Civil War. And they put a provision in it, Section 3, which basically disqualified individuals who had been in Congress before the war and then joined the Confederacy, and members of the Union military who had also joined the Confederacy. It barred them from holding any federal office. So they couldn't run for Congress, they couldn't go into the Union Army, et cetera. But if they participated in an insurrection or rebellion. And so what's going on here is Democrats want to try to use that section to prevent members of Congress from running for reelection. And what's already happened is there's been a challenge filed in Georgia against Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, saying she shouldn't be listed on the ballot. A similar challenge has been filed against Matthew Cawthorn in North Carolina, and there's actually been a lawsuit filed also in Wisconsin against U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and two Republicans claiming the same thing. The problem is the left wants to ignore the history of Section 3 of the 14th Amendment.
And this is what I want to get into. We're talking to Hans von Spakovsky. He's with the Heritage Foundation and DailySignal.com. And this, Hans, is where the saying goes, don't let the law get in the way of what you want to do. Because as I was reviewing this today, and your article at the dailysignal.com is an excellent resource on this. But first of all, under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, it's one of the rare instances, isn't it, where there's actually a provision in there that allows Congress to remove those disqualifications for being a so-called insurrectionist.
Yeah, it's unique. There's no other such provision in any constitutional amendment. When they passed this provision, they put in a section that said Congress could remove these disqualifications with a two-thirds vote of each house. And that is exactly what happened. And that's what the left wants to ignore. In 1872, Congress passed an Amnesty Act that got rid of the disqualification with just two exceptions, really. One was if you were a member of Congress between 1859 and 1863, and then you joined the Confederacy, you still couldn't hold a federal office. Or if you were a Union officer and you joined the Confederate Army, you still couldn't. But it was removed for everybody else, okay? And then there was a second Amnesty Act passed in 1898 that even got rid of those exceptions. And the language of those Amnesty Acts, they're very short, they're very straightforward. They don't just remove those disqualifications for people who were in the Civil War, part of the Confederacy. They remove that section permanently.
Yes.
So it is still, those Amnesty Acts are still in force today. So no one can be disqualified because they supposedly took part in an insurrection or rebellion, because that provision in the 14th Amendment, it doesn't exist anymore.
No, it no longer exists. And the last one was passed in 1898, so you would think that Biden would have remembered that. But jokes aside, jokes aside, let me just recap here, Hans, because a lot of this, whenever I dive into constitutional law issues, people's eyes start to roll in the back of their head. So let me just recap and make sure I've got this right. And that is these people who are running for Congress, including Marjorie Taylor Greene and others, are being labeled as insurrectionists, even though not a single person has been charged with insurrection. And the Democrats are trying to use a little-known clause of the 14th Amendment to block their ability to run for re-election, even though that particular clause was rescinded by Congress. Do I have that right?
You have summarized the situation exactly.
And here's what I think is interesting, because as I've got, in fact, I'm having lunch tomorrow with a liberal friend of mine, and we just argue for 90 minutes at lunch. It's really something to behold. We're going to have a good time with this tomorrow. We barely have time to eat because we argue so much. But his position on this is that President Trump cannot run for re-election to the presidency because he is an insurrectionist under the 14th Amendment. But don't you see this as not only being a vehicle to target members of Congress from running for re-election, but it's also something that the liberals and the progressive left want to use to block President Trump?
No, that's true. But here's what you need to ask your friend tomorrow. I'm sure he's read the 14th Amendment, but ask him, has he read the two Amnesty Acts that Congress passed in 1872 and 1898 when they got rid of that provision in the 14th Amendment? And by the way, Representative Castlewarne, you know, the challenge to him running for re-election was filed with the North Carolina State Board of Elections by these voters saying, well, he shouldn't be listed on the ballot. So you know what he did? Castlewarne actually filed a federal lawsuit, and he's already gotten a decision from a federal judge confirming what I just said, that the two Amnesty Acts got rid of that provision of the 14th Amendment and therefore can't be used to prevent him from running for re-election.
So even if these individuals were insurrectionists, which they're not, but even if you assume for discussion purposes they are, even with that assumption, they cannot be blocked legally by the 14th Amendment.
That is exactly right.
Amazing. Amazing. Yeah. Don't let the law get in the way of our desire to remove from voters the right to exercise their choice at the ballot box. It's an amazing thing.
And that's exactly what's going on. And look, people should understand these different cases that have been filed in these three states, and we can probably expect more to come. This is part of a political strategy, because it was Mark Elias, who is basically the legal general of the left. Remember, he's the guy that paid for and got the Steele dossier done.
Yes.
He was the general counsel of the Clinton campaign. He's the one that came up with this idea. He was quoted in an interview saying that they intended to do this to try to make it difficult for these Republicans to run for re-election.
Amazing. And by the way, I think it's also interesting, Hans, you mentioned that Mark Elias, but the Hillary Clinton campaign and the DNC, of course, were both fined today by the Federal Elections Commission for violations involving that very attempt with the Steele dossier.
Right, because and by the way, you know, I used to be a commissioner on the FEC, and what the fine was for was they lied to the FEC when they filed their expenditure reports, because, you know, campaigns have to file reports saying how they spent their money, and they disguised the payments basically for opposition research by Fusion GPS. They tried to claim it was just legal work when it obviously wasn't. So for lying to the FEC, that's what they got fined for.
Now, generally, I'm always in favor of lawyers getting paid, Hans, but not when it involves lying to the FEC. Hans von Spakovsky with the Heritage Foundation and DailySignal.com. I follow him there, and you should too. Hey, thanks so much for joining us this evening on KMOX.
Sure thing, anytime.
Great to talk to you. Hey, when we come back, and I know that George Sells discussed a little bit of the Will Smith situation last night, but when we come back, I want to open the phone lines because there's some polling data. There's some interesting perspectives on this issue that have not been discussed. I'm going to bring that out next here on KMOX. 314-436-7900. Phone lines are open. Text lines are open. Folks, that's what At Your Service means. We are here for you. Brad Young, we'll be back right after this. We've had a couple of callers who didn't want to go on the air, apparently just because they disagreed with me. Folks, let me tell you, I love when folks don't agree with me. I live for that. So if you think that Trump was an insurrectionist, if you think that he should go to jail for insurrection, if you think his First Amendment rights didn't apply to the speech that he gave on January 6th, give us a call. Let's talk about that. Let's break that down. I would love to discuss that with you. 314-436-7900. In the meantime, I teased that I wanted to talk some more about the Will Smith incident at the Oscars Sunday night, and Suzanne has already rang the phones. Hey, Suzanne, welcome to KMOX.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
So were you actually watching the Oscars Sunday night, or did you just see clips of it?
I had DVR'd it.
Okay.
So I watched it later in the evening. And I'm a big Will Smith fan. I'm not a big Chris Rock fan, but I don't think Chris Rock did anything wrong. I didn't know about her condition, but she's certainly not a quiet mouse that needs to be defended. And Chris Rock handled it just right. And Will Smith, he even laughed at the very beginning. And then when she gave the look, then he decided to go and be stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was assault. I think Chris Rock shouldn't, because he'll be able to get much more mileage out of this than anything else. But I also wanted to ask you, the three presenters, the one lady I didn't know, the other lady was Wanda Sykes and Schumer.
Yeah, Amy. Schumer. It's Chuck Schumer's daughter.
But the other
niece?
Girl, the other young lady, I did not know. And when she started to basically cavity search the two presenters, I was amazed at the bad taste. And if that had been reversed and a male had gone up and frisked those two presenters as females, they would have been in so much trouble. It was just in very poor taste.
They would have. You're exactly right. But Suzanne, I want to ask you a question, because I saw a poll today, and I want to get your opinion on this. I read a poll today that 2 out of 3 Americans, 66% of Americans, agree that Will Smith should be arrested. Do you think he should have been arrested for that?
You know, it was assault.
It meets every definition of an assault.
I thought it was definitely basically unforgivable. Now, I had heard from different sources that Will Smith and his wife wanted to leave. I heard later that some of the Academy people wanted them to go, and they refused.
Yeah, that was reported today by Associated Press.
But Chris Rock handled it with more grace and presence than I ever would have, because I would have punched him back.
Yes, he. Well,
but
yeah,
you know, Will Smith is a big, imposing guy.
He is, and he's in good shape. But let me change the facts a little bit, Suzanne, because these are the kind of things we did back in law school, and it makes conversations very interesting. So let's change the facts. If it would have been one of the janitors at that particular auditorium who walked out and slapped Chris Rock, would that janitor have been arrested and hauled away in handcuffs?
I don't think Chris Rock would have allowed it.
I know, but let's go with this, though. Now, don't change the hypothetical on me, Suzanne. The hypothetical is, if the janitor came up and slapped Chris Rock on television during the Oscars live, would that janitor have been treated any differently than Will Smith was treated?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
And anybody would have been treated different than Will Smith. And
of
for
course.
Him to get up there later and accept the thing and say, I want to be peace and love, and the only thing he left out was have a good right hook.
Yeah.
But this is what's frustrating. Like a baby,
yep.
And he didn't apologize then, supposedly apologized later. But I think he should have been removed from the stage and left the rest of it up to Chris Rock. But if I was Chris Rock, this would be the headline of every comic event I ever did. I would say, hey, did you know how I met Will Smith? You know, he would be fodder for the rest of Chris Rock's life. I would be making fun of him left and right.
Yep. Well, hey, Suzanne, I just want to tell you, thanks so much for calling in this evening. Appreciate your opinions on this.
Thank you. Nice.
Thank you. Yeah. The reason why I led Suzanne down that road is because of this point. If a janitor would have walked in and slapped Chris Rock like Will Smith did, that janitor would have been arrested on the spot. They would have been swarmed with security guards, and they would have been and that guy would have been taken away in the proverbial paddy wagon. But Will Smith wasn't. Why not? Well, the progressive left today wants to always say that usually it's wealthy white men are privileged. And so the system needs to be changed because of the privilege of these wealthy white men. But what we saw on display, and it had nothing to do, I don't believe, with race, but it had everything to do with celebrity status. That if you're a Hollywood celebrity, you can commit assault on national television and get away with it. Now, remember, there was a comment that President Trump made during the 2016 campaign. He didn't make it during the campaign, but the video surfaced while he was running for office. And the comment was, he was getting off of a bus and somebody interviewed him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure. Yes.
We've had a couple of callers who didn't want to go on the air, apparently just because they disagreed with me. Folks, let me tell you, I love when folks don't agree with me. I live for that. So if you think that Trump was an insurrectionist, if you think that he should go to jail for insurrection, if you think his First Amendment rights didn't apply to the speech that he gave on January 6th, give us a call. Let's talk about that. Let's break that down. I would love to discuss that with you. 314-436-7900. In the meantime, I teased that I wanted to talk some more about the Will Smith incident at the Oscars Sunday night, and Suzanne has already rang the phones. Hey, Suzanne, welcome to Camo X.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
So were you actually watching the Oscars Sunday night, or did you just see clips of it?
I had DVR'd it.
Okay.
So I watched it later in the evening. And I'm a big Will Smith fan. I'm not a big Chris Rock fan, but I don't think Chris Rock did anything wrong. I didn't know about her condition, but she's certainly not a quiet mouse that needs to be defended. And Chris Rock handled it just right. And Will Smith, he even laughed at the very beginning. And then when she gave the look, then he decided to go and be stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was assault. I think Chris Rock shouldn't, because he'll be able to get much more mileage out of this than anything else. But I also wanted to ask you, the three presenters, the one lady I didn't know, the other lady was Wanda Sykes and Schumer.
Yeah, Amy. It's Amy Schumer. Yeah. It's Chuck Schumer's daughter.
But the other
niece?
Girl, the other young lady, I did not know. And when she started to basically cavity search the two presenters, I was amazed at the bad taste. And if that had been reversed and a male had gone up and frisked those two presenters as females, they would have been in so much trouble. And I thought it was just in very poor taste.
They would have. You're exactly right. But Suzanne, I want to ask you a question, because I saw a poll today, and I want to get your opinion on this. I read a poll today that 2 out of 3 Americans, 66% of Americans, agree that Will Smith should be arrested. Do you think he should have been arrested for that?
You know, it was assault.
It meets every definition of an assault.
I thought it was definitely basically unforgivable. Now, I had heard from different sources that Will Smith and his wife wanted to leave. I heard later that
some of the Academy people wanted them to go, and they refused.
Yeah, that was reported today by Associated Press.
But Chris Rock handled it with more grace and presence than I ever would have, because I would have punched him back.
Yes, he. Well,
but yeah, and Will Smith is a big, imposing guy.
He is, and he's in good shape. But let me change the facts a little bit, Suzanne, because these are the kind of things we did back in law school, and it makes conversations very interesting. So let's change the facts. If it would have been one of the janitors at that particular auditorium who walked out and slapped Chris Rock, would that janitor have been arrested and hauled away in handcuffs?
I don't think Chris Rock would have allowed it.
I know, but
let's change the hypothetical
on me now, Suzanne. The hypothetical is if the janitor came up and slapped Chris Rock on television during the Oscars live, would that janitor have been treated any differently than Will Smith was treated?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
And anybody would have been treated different than Will Smith. And
of
for
course.
Him to get up there later and accept the thing and say, I want to be peace and love, and the only thing he left out was have a good right hook.
Yeah.
But this is what's frustrating. Like a baby,
yep.
And he didn't apologize then. Supposedly he apologized later. But I think he should have been removed from the stage and left the rest of it up to Chris Rock. But if I was Chris Rock, this would be the headline of every comic event I yep. ever did. I would say, hey, did you know how I met Will Smith? You know, he would be fodder for the rest of Chris Rock's life. I would be making fun of him left and right.
Yep. Well, hey, Suzanne, I just want to tell you, thanks so much for calling in this evening. Appreciate your opinions on this.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. The reason why I led Suzanne down that road is because of this point. If a janitor would have walked in and slapped Chris Rock like Will Smith did, that janitor would have been arrested on the spot. They would have been swarmed with security guards, and they would have been and that guy would have been taken away in the proverbial paddy wagon. But Will Smith wasn't. Why not? Well, the progressive left today wants to always say that usually wealthy white men are privileged. And so the system needs to be changed because of the privilege of these wealthy white men. But what we saw on display, and it had nothing to do, I don't believe, with race, but it had everything to do with celebrity status. That if you're a Hollywood celebrity, you can commit assault on national television and get away with it. Now, remember, there was a comment that President Trump made during the 2016 campaign. He didn't make it during the campaign, but the video surfaced while he was running for office. And the comment was he was getting off of a bus and somebody interviewed him. And I forgot what the question was, but he basically made a very disparaging comment about grabbing women. And he could do that and get away with it because of who he was. And the left came unglued when President Trump, at the time, just citizen Donald Trump, made that comment. They came unglued, talking about how dare this shows his privilege that he could make such a comment, that he would actually do such a thing, and he should be arrested for making that comment alone. And they accused him of being privileged, and they said, the progressive left said, that privilege should be taken away from him. Well, didn't we see Sunday night? I was watching it live. Didn't we see privilege on display Sunday night? We saw privilege where a man can go and smack another guy on national television with no repercussions, with zero. There was no security. No security guards tackled him. Nobody slapped him in handcuffs. Nobody drove him away in a paddy wagon because of his celebrity status, because of his privilege, if we could use that term, that's so often used today, usually in a racial context, but I'm using it in a celebrity context. And if you look at Hollywood celebrities today, what political persuasion is 99.6% of all Hollywood celebrities? What political persuasion? Folks, that's not a tough question. There's only two political persuasions in Hollywood, and that's left and lefter. Those are the only two. I mean, it's like the Indy 500 in Hollywood. They're going as fast as they can, doing nothing but turning to the left. And those people had privilege. And yet, no, we don't hear any. We hear crickets from the left about how that privilege should be taken away from someone who assaulted another man on national television with no repercussions. Hey, we're coming up here on a break. I'm going to have to put you on hold here for just a moment for this confiscatory profit break. When we come back, the phone lines are lit up, but we'll always make time for you. 314-436-7900 at your service. KMOX. Don't forget, Will Smith portrayed Muhammad Ali in a movie, so the guy's got some swing. 436-7900, 314-436-7900. Jim's been holding for a while. Hey, Jim, welcome to Camo X. And, Jim, you need to listen to me, not your radio. Listen to me through the phone. Okay, sorry, Jim. We're going to go to Dave. Hey, Dave, thanks for holding. What's on your mind this evening?
Hey, I just wanted to just make a couple comments. Just number one, like, I was just shocked at the audience, just how they applauded Will Smith when he got his award. I mean, you would think that even if you don't want to boo him, just not say anything. But also just as far as the slap, I know it was an open hand, but that was done with some force. That was basically a punch with an open hand. I mean, and Chris Rock, you know, he must be in pretty good shape because he made that look easy, but that was with some force. I mean, that's why it's not just a slap, like, it's an assault. I mean, that was a forceful, that could have done some damage, you know what I mean?
Easily.
And also, just, I wanted to say, just with how professional Chris Rock was about it,
you know what I mean?
He really was, because, I mean, how do you take something like that? And that's all I wanted to say. I appreciate you talking about it.
Well, Dave,
too.
Before you take off, though, I mentioned that 2 out of 3 Americans, a poll that came out just today, 66% of those who were polled believe that Will Smith should be charged with assault, a criminal charge of assault. What do you think?
Well, the thing about that is that's kind of a choice that's up to Chris Rock. Should he be charged with it? Yes, but Chris Rock has to be, you know, that's his choice to say, do I want to press charges or not? You know what I mean? You have that right. That's his kind of in his court. But should he be? I mean, I think Chris Rock should make a point about it, that you can't get away with something like that. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. But it's kind of his call, because he's the victim, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's not like a different type of crime where the state or somebody else, you know, it can be picked up by them. It's kind of his choice. At least that's my opinion of it.
Okay. Well, hey, Dave, appreciate your opinion, and thanks for calling in this evening.
All right. Have a good one. Thanks.
You too. Here's where I would differ slightly with Dave. I don't think that Chris Rock has to make that determination. Generally, police will defer to the victim because they're relying on the victim for their assistance to prosecute the would-be defendant. But, folks, this is a crime that was witnessed by 15 million Americans, or however many million people were watching the Oscars. I'm a witness. I saw it. You know, call me to the stand. I was watching the Oscars on Sunday night when that slap happened. In fact, I turned it on right when Chris Rock came to the mic, and then I thought, oh, my goodness. You know, my first thought was, oh, this is a skit. It's part of the shtick. But it didn't take more than a few seconds to come to the realization that this was not planned and it is not a shtick. But the police could charge Will Smith based on the video evidence of him committing a crime. And so they don't really, in this instance, need Chris Rock to so-called press charges. I think there's more than enough evidence to go to a grand jury and get an indictment against Will Smith for assault. And listen, I know that's a judgment call one way or the other, whether he's charged or not. But I'm just pointing out that were it anyone else other than a Hollywood celebrity, that person would have been charged with a crime. But because of Will Smith's privileged status, he's going to, in all likelihood, skate. In fact, not only was he not punished, he was given an award 40 minutes after his assault, and he was holding that award high in the air, and then afterwards was partying the night away. That, to me, does not seem like the appropriate justice for committing assault on national television. Hey, Damon's got some opinions on this. Damon, welcome to KMOX.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, assault, this Will Smith slap, assault, no, ill-timed and bad judgment, without a doubt. You know, Will Smith has been an icon, he has been a role model for kids throughout his whole career. So the fact that he did it, it baffles me. It really does, because I've never seen that side of him. Chris Rock, if you was assaulted, he was laughing immediately after it happened. Oh, he was laughing and he was saying, "Oh my God, Will Smith just slapped the hell out of me, y'all," and he was laughing about it. And he didn't realize that he was even serious. Will Smith was serious until he said, you know,
don't say it.
No, I wouldn't. Oh, I'm not going to say it. Mouth on wife. A lot of people are taking this a little bit. Why would you want this man arrested for assault? Because he slapped a guy and the guy didn't think anything of it. I have seen much worse from other celebrities. And come on, man, let's call it what it is.
Well,
I don't think that Will Smith, that's just like, I mean, I don't like to put things in black and white. I really don't. But why? Because Will Smith is black? You think he should be charged with assault?
No, not at all. But I'm not suggesting that he should be prosecuted. But don't you see how the only reason that he's not being prosecuted is because of his privileged status as being a celebrity? I don't think race has anything to do with it. I think it all has to do with celebrity status and privilege.
Well, I think that's an assumption on your part. I think that the fact that he is a celebrity is actually a lot of times is worse for him. What about Bill Cosby? He had a celebrity status, and they went out of their way after they told him they wasn't going to prosecute him to prosecute him.
Right, and many on the left today say that Bill Cosby ultimately was acquitted because of his celebrity status. I don't think that's the case, but I know I've heard that echoing very loudly. Hey, Damon, I'm going to have to let you go because we're coming up on a hard break, my friend. But thanks for calling in this evening on KMOX. Much appreciated.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, we're going to come up on a break here in just a second. But if you look at, I had someone call in and didn't want to go on the air, but they said, "What would happen, Brad, if your wife would have been insulted?" Well, I think what you look at is justifiable and comparative force. And if someone insults my wife, then I'm going to insult them back, but I'm not going to go and punch them if there's no physical violence. That is beyond justifiable and beyond comparative force. And because of that, I think he was out of line. Hey, we've got more coming up in the next hour. Also, your calls and texts at your service. Brad Young, we'll be right back. Don't forget, Will Smith portrayed Muhammad Ali in a movie, so the guy's got some swing. 436-7900, 314-436-7900. Jim's been holding for a while. Hey, Jim, welcome to KMOX.
7900-314-436-7900.
And, Jim, you need to listen to me, not your radio. Listen to me through the phone. Okay, sorry, Jim. We're going to go to Dave. Hey, Dave, thanks for holding. What's on your mind this evening?
Hey, I just wanted to just make a couple comments. Just number one, like, I was just shocked at the audience, just how they applauded Will Smith when he got his award. I mean, you would think that even if you don't want to boo him, just not say anything. But also just as far as the slap, I know it was an open hand, but that was done with some force.
And
that was basically
Yeah, that was basically a punch with an open hand. I mean, in Chris Rock, you know, he must have been in pretty good, you know, he must be in pretty good shape because he made that look easy. But that was with some force. I mean, that's why it's not just a slap. Like, it's an assault. I mean, that was a forceful, that could have done some damage. You know what I mean?
Easily.
And also, just I wanted to say, just with how professional Chris Rock was about it.
Oh,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? He really was, because, I mean, how do you take something like that? And that's all I wanted to say. I appreciate you talking about it.
Well, Dave, before you take off, though, I mentioned that 2 out of 3 Americans, a poll that came out just today, 66% of those who were polled believe that Will Smith should be charged with assault, a criminal charge of assault. What do you think?
Well, the thing about that is that's kind of a choice that's up to Chris Rock. Should he be charged with it? Yes, but Chris Rock has to be, you know, that's his choice to say, do I want to press charges or not? You know what I mean? You have that right. That's his kind of in his court. But should he be? I mean, I think Chris Rock should make a point about it, that you can't get away with something like that. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. But it's his call, because he's the victim, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like a different type of crime where the state or somebody else, you know, it can be picked up by them. It's kind of his choice. At least that's my opinion of it.
Okay. Well, hey, Dave, appreciate your opinion, and thanks for calling in this evening.
All right. Have a good one. Thanks.
You too. Here's where I would differ slightly with Dave. I don't think that Chris Rock has to make that determination. Generally, police will defer to the victim because they're relying on the victim for their assistance to prosecute the would-be defendant. But folks, this is a crime that was witnessed by 15 million Americans, or however many million people were watching the Oscars. I'm a witness. I saw it. You know, call me to the stand. I was watching the Oscars on Sunday night when that slap happened. In fact, I turned it on right when Chris Rock came to the mic. And then I thought, oh my goodness. You know, my first thought was, oh, this is a skit. It's part of the shtick. But it didn't take more than a few seconds to come to the realization that this was not planned and it is not a shtick. But the police could charge Will Smith based on the video evidence of him committing a crime. And so they don't really, in this instance, need Chris Rock to so-called press charges. I think there's more than enough evidence to go to a grand jury and get an indictment against Will Smith for assault. And listen, I know that's a judgment call one way or the other, whether he's charged or not. But I'm just pointing out that were it anyone else other than a Hollywood celebrity, that person would have been charged with a crime. But because of Will Smith's privileged status, he's going to, in all likelihood, skate. In fact, not only was he not punished, he was given an award 40 minutes after his assault. And he was holding that award high in the air, and then afterwards was partying the night away. That, to me, does not seem like the appropriate justice for committing assault on national television. Hey, Damon's got some opinions on this. Damon, welcome to KMOX.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, assault, this Will Smith slap. Assault, no. Ill-timed and bad judgment, without a doubt. You know, Will Smith has been an icon. He has been a role model for kids throughout
yes.
his whole career. So the fact that he did it, it baffles me. It really does. Because I've never seen that side of him. Chris Rock, if you was assaulted, he was laughing immediately after it happened. Oh, he was laughing and he was saying, oh my God, Will Smith just slapped the hell out of me, y'all. And he was laughing about it. And he didn't realize that he was even serious. Will Smith was serious until he said, you know,
yeah,
keep
don't
your
say
effing.
It. Don't, yeah, don't say
no,
it.
No, I wouldn't. Oh, I'm not going to say it. Mouth, while from wife. A lot of people are taking this a little bit. Why would you want this man arrested for assault? Because he slapped a guy and the guy didn't think anything of it. I have seen much worse from other celebrities. And come on, man, let's call it what it is.
Well,
don't think that Will Smith. That's just like I mean, I don't like to put things in black and white. I really don't. But why? Because Will Smith is black? You think he should be charged with assault?
No, not at all. But I'm not suggesting that he should be prosecuted. But don't you see how the only reason that he's not being prosecuted is because of his privileged status as being a celebrity? I don't think race has anything to do with it. I think it all has to do with celebrity status and privilege.
Well, I think that's an assumption on your part. I think that the fact that he is a celebrity is actually a lot of times is worse for him. What about Bill Cosby? He had a celebrity status, and they went out of their way after they told him they wasn't going to prosecute him to prosecute him.
Right, and many on the left today say that Bill Cosby ultimately was acquitted because of his celebrity status. I don't think that's the case, but I know I've heard that echoing very loudly. Hey, Damon, I'm going to have to let you go because we're coming up on a hard break, my friend. But thanks for calling in this evening on KMOX. Much appreciated.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, we're going to come up on a break here in just a second. But if you look at, I had someone call in and didn't want to go on the air, but they said, what would happen, Brad, if your wife would have been insulted? Well, I think what you look at is justifiable and comparative force. And if someone insults my wife, then I'm going to insult them back, but I'm not going to go and punch them if there's no physical violence. That is beyond justifiable and beyond comparative force. And because of that, I think he was out of line. Hey, we've got more coming up in the next hour. Also, your calls and texts at your service. Brad Young, we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.